Hey, it's Dan here. If you want to hear this episode of the Backchat podcast without ads and get extra content that no one else gets, head to backchatstudios.com.au where you can sign up as a patron and access all of our bloody good merch.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot. We charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom. Like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Two time.
What's
world record holder, baby.
Let's go.
I think we probably should.
That was so good.
Shouldn't we?
No, absolutely not. Like Paywise. Come on.
I tell
on.
You what, sponsors out there.
Yeah, feel free to get on
there
board.
There is something called Hammer Breaks, and it's gaining momentum. Yeah. It's like a bloody avalanche.
It is. Frankie and the boys down at Paywise, I'm sure they're all aboard. But
absolutely.
It's currently not sponsored, and man has just broken two world records.
I am just churning through world records. You've seen the video of me eating 100 nuggets. Well, I'm breaking 100 records.
So
I don't know how long it'll take, but I'm going to do it.
So on this world record thing we're running, Hammer Breaks, have people seen the world record being broken?
Not this one,
yeah. Not this one, yeah. We broke one.
Right.
But I'm just, I'm excited.
So you might have broken it.
I've
you might be too tired.
I've fucking broken it.
We like to tease it, but you know.
We're not teasing this one.
Nah, on Thursday, the full YouTube video is going to come out. You can watch it there, but you did break a record.
I think it's worth
another one.
Yeah, I think it's worth just full gearing this one.
Oh,
like,
God, yeah.
Hammer's breaking world records.
It's insane.
I'm 2 from 8.
It's like, quite
that's
impressive.
That's a hit rate. That's
it's
a quarter
impressive.
Of a percent.
And
yeah.
You did pick a few that were just probably not achievable. Pasta sauce.
The pasta sauce one was tough.
That's a write-off.
It's really hard.
That was the last one I saw you do. This is on Hammer Breaks on its own YouTube channel.
Yeah, do you know what? We were talking about this, but you weren't there. You seem to be the common factor. When Hammer doesn't break the record, you're there. Yeah.
You know what? I'll do a deal. Happy to never be here for another one. You break the world record every time. I'm happy not to be
I've
here.
Also broken, and I also have failed with you not there. So it's not really.
Right. So it has nothing to do with me?
It has nothing to do with you.
Yeah.
It's all about me.
Backchat, welcome to those live on YouTube with us coming at you. Big show tonight, boys. Luke Ryan from the Freo Dockers will join us.
One of the best backmen in the league.
Live and in person. And when I say in person, I mean fire his laptop from his house.
Yeah, that's still in person enough, isn't
Absolutely
it?
Yeah. It is, especially on this show. Great chat coming up there. I'm really enjoying getting a chat to backmen around the competition, to be honest.
Yes.
And I think we'll start right there. Jack Buckley, ladies and gentlemen, we had a pretty big experience over the weekend, Hammer.
Yep, I'm still all horned up.
So can we talk through this a little bit? Because all people would have seen on socials, we did tempt it on the show on Friday that we did have something planned with the GWS Giants. If you did follow along on socials, backchat double underscore, you would have seen it. We made the Jack Buckley medal with the Perth Mint.
Coined it.
Yeah, it's an official coin with the Perth Mint, the Jack Buckley medal, Backchat Backman of the Year. Now, the best thing about it was, well, obviously we're at the GWS Captain's Run, got to see Kingers and the lads.
Kingers loved it. Fair to say Kingers loved it?
Kingers loved it. Yeah, Kingers fucking loved it.
I've got a story about Kingers
after. So we went there, we were watching the boys train. Jeez, they looked like they had fun.
Good time. I wanted to go out there as well and play.
It was great.
I was at
tennis
both.
Rackets having,
I was at West Coast and then I went to GWS. Same day. I did West Coast in the morning with the kids. A couple of my great
as
mates.
The West Coast kids?
No, with my children. I took them along. And a couple of my great mates, blah, blah, blah. Come and said hello to the kids. But other than that, very, very
scared.
Game time. Match level sort of training. GWS, as you said, kicking soccer balls.
They went out there with a tennis racket and a tennis ball and was still trying to take one-handed catches, which Jack Buckley did, by the way.
It looked like as well a bunch of them just came straight from the airport as well.
Yep.
So they, you know, they could have had every right just to want to sit around. You know, it's a long
flight.
Do
whatever they want. Have a stretch, kick a footy, kick a soccer ball, hit a tennis ball.
It was great. Good
so time. We
have fun.
Up,
have had, enjoy yourself.
Had the Jack Buckley
no
medal.
No one has fun anymore.
In hand. Yep. We hid for a bit and watched some train. We didn't want to get there too early.
Yep. We got there a bit early.
Was it Kevin Sheedy or was with the video camera at a training, you know, back in the 80s
oh, in
or
the
90s?
Bushes.
Yeah. Was it filming training?
Yeah, could have been.
Like
could have been Kevin.
Could have been Mick Malthouse with the transition lenses on in the bushes, maybe. So we got over there, met the crew there, Allison, who helped.
Allison was great.
Tee it all
Kingers
up for
was great.
Us.
Gainer.
What happened? How did it go
Jacob
down?
Gainer.
Jack saw us early.
Jack saw us early.
So saw you early.
He saw you early. I caught up with him Sunday morning. He goes, yeah, I saw Scully there. And I was like, well, that's this cool. might just be something. He wasn't fazed by you. He's like, it could be something to do with the social media team.
Fox footy.
I got no issue with Scully being there. Anyway, then when we were watching a bit closer, he's like, then I saw you. When I saw you, I knew something was up because you didn't tell me you were coming.
Yes. Nah. Maybe you should have said
I should have said that I was coming. Anyway, he came over, sort of slapped us up, said g'day. And I thought we played that off pretty cool. Like, yeah, man, we're just here to watch training, doing some stuff for the socials team. Yep, sweet.
He's
no
our
worries.
Sponsored backman. We're just going to go.
He's our sponsored backman. Anyway, then it was right.
The whistle went.
King has called them all in. And you said, Allison said, righto, you guys are in. And so Jack's face was like, okay, now something's really going on.
He gave the slow walk.
Yeah.
It was, you know, when your whistle goes at training, it's a get in. Especially King is blown whistle.
Oh, yeah.
Coming in if King is blown whistle. We put 3 meters on him in very quick fashion.
He was a bit nervous. He could tell something was going on. And then when it was sort of an amphitheater at the front and you were front and center, I was locked eyes on him and he could tell something was going a bit, something
awry.
Was happening. and then, you led with Ford's signs,
sell memberships,
mid-sign sponsorships.
And I was teeing off with a few of the boys.
Letting Stephen Keely.
I thought I was quite good.
No, it was good. Yeah, it was very good.
I looked well. So I've gone forward to sell memberships, and I was like, "Where's Jesse? Where are you?" And he was up the bat with his hand up. Yeah, people should come to watch you play footy.
Yeah,
we know that. Yeah. Toby, great player.
Steve, front and center.
Mid-sign sponsorships. The money men.
Yep.
And I was looking around and I just happened to lock eyes with Josh Kelly. I was like, the fuck are you laughing about, Josh? You got heaps of money.
But as soon as you said Ford's sign sponsorships or sell memberships, I looked at Jack and Jack went, knew something was happening.
When you did say back soon premierships, whoever was standing next to me, don't know who it was, under their breath, they just went, fuck yeah.
It was probably Kingers.
But the good thing was, if you haven't seen the video, you said like there's some great backswing premierships, great backmen around the league. Harris Andrews, Sam Collins, Sammy Taylor, and then all the boys got around him, like thinking he was going to, you know, weary to get around Sammy.
Someone also did say,
that was very
deliberate. It's not you, mate.
Yeah.
Probably Kingers.
Probably Kingers again. Anyway, and then out we roll with the Jack Buckley medal for the Backchat Backman of the Year.
Great.
He didn't know at the time that it's now that's what it's called now. Perpetual medal for the winner of the Backchat Backman of the Year. You're going to win the Buckley. Yes. You got 3 votes in the Buckley, 2 votes in the Jack Buckley.
It's unreal.
It's just phenomenal. So he was stoked. He loved it.
He didn't realize until we had to explain it. That's the Jack Buckley medal.
It's the Jack Buckley medal. So the boys got around him. I saw him the next morning and he was glowing. Yeah, he was he was floating.
I had beers with his dad on Saturday.
Ben.
What?
I had beers with Ben. So Ben had come over, caught up with a few people.
Ben
from,
Buckley,
from the
Beers with
club.
Backchat.
That's
Beers
a strong
ben.
Name.
Beers with Ben, which was great. So Jack was sent. Jack for
Backchat
the start.
Beers with Ben Buckley.
Correct. Jack didn't know I was with Ben, and I was like, text Jack about what happened at training today, but don't tell him you're with me.
Yeah.
Jack sent him photos of the medal. Had on his bed. They'd taken it out. It was bloody brilliant. And then I just sent a photo back to double-fisted him. Yeah, how are we at? So that was great. It was a bloody great experience.
Very, very well done.
A big thank you to GWS, first and foremost, Kingers and the crew.
Kingers and the crew,
Allison, very, very good. Jacob, King of Socials, for helping us put that to...
Love Jacob Gainer.
Okay,
what a guy.
His last name. Now,
as we all know, to collaborate with an AFL team is incredibly difficult. Jeez, there's some red flags to jump through. There's hoops.
Not with GWS.
With GWS.
What else can we do?
We're the competitors for some of them. So.
Yeah. We are. We compete with a few social media teams.
And when
we say
a few,
we mean one.
Yeah.
But oh boy, GWS. And it shows in their game. It shows in their enjoyable nature of everything.
Shock. I'm not shocked. Yeah. Not shocked at all.
Might help that their list is also really good.
So a big thank you to GWS, everyone involved there. A big thank you to the Perth Mint who coined the medal.
Oh, God, yeah.
A bit of a round of applause for the Perth Mint.
Yeah, shout out to the Perth Mint.
Really bloody good. Met the CEO on the Thursday. We went to pick up the medal. Big Collingwood,
big Collingwood man.
So he was happy now that they've got one. But he has put a promise through to us.
We got it on video.
And fans of the podcast, again, I'm going to have to tempt you to this one. We spoke to, this is one of our guest interviews, one probably our more high profile guests, probably top five highest profile guests we've had on.
Yep.
He mentioned that he was missing a medal, hadn't been given a medal.
One of the best medals you could possibly win in the world.
Well, but there isn't besides one. Besides the Jack Buckley. There isn't one.
Yeah, that's true.
So we on the podcast said, if we get you a medal, can we do this and fill the blank?
Yep.
I wonder if you're listening along on YouTube, watching along on YouTube or listening along, if you know who we're talking about. We got the CEO of the Perth Mint to shake a hand saying we can produce this medal and you can present it to this person and he can do what he said he was going to do for you. You don't know who I'm talking about.
No idea.
But it's going to be, it's not going to be bigger than
I'm watching the YouTube chat. If you do know, just put it in there. A little shout out there for you.
Yes, I could have just been speaking in riddles. You could have been.
I knew what you were talking about, but
okay,
I did.
Very
didn't.
Good. You were there.
Can we talk about what's going to happen this Friday before we get too deep in the annex?
Yes, we can.
This Friday, it is Easter Friday. There's two games of footy.
I believe
there's
it's Good Friday, they call it.
Oh, Good Friday, yeah. It's going to be...
Sorry.
Tell you what, it's going to be a great Friday. So
I don't know about this stuff, man. Like, not, I mean, I'm just terrible with that. I don't know the names of anything.
Holidays. Now. Holidays. Yeah. So there's a game of footy at like 1:30-ish p.m. I don't know who's playing that. It's irrelevant. Because at 4:30, Fremantle are playing...
Adelaide,
here in Perth.
Yeah, Friday night.
So you might want to be going to the game. Maybe you just want to watch it at home.
We're not going.
We're going to be watching it here in the studio, live on YouTube.
Just watch along.
So, you know, everyone complains about commentary.
It's a watch along.
Just put the game on, put it on mute, put Backchat Live on. We'll be watching the game with you.
Do we have the technology to click your fingers and sync it up? No. But are you all very intelligent members
Super
of our community? I mean, clearly you are. You're here right now listening or watching along. So I think all we need to do is say, Hamish Brayshaw has got the ball right now.
Yep.
Right? Okay.
There you go.
And Scully's kicked the goal now.
Yep.
And then we're synced up. And then we can watch the footy with you.
Yeah.
Beers with Backchat, watching along, Freo Adelaide.
It's going to be awesome. It's going to be, we'll still do like little backchatty things, but we're going
to
be essentially just
so
watching.
So you're just listening to the podcast. This will be on YouTube.
Yeah.
If you're watching on YouTube, stay where you are for Friday.
Dwayne Eichelboom's got it, by the way, on YouTube. He's picked the name of the person.
Well done, Dwayne.
Well done. And a few people are questioning some other names, but
yes, absolutely brilliant. And we bloody love it. We will be getting through some of our Backchat Backman of the Year work a little later on, thanks to Tab Touch. Votes. The algorithm's gone to work again, Hammer. I can tell you that. Yep.
Has it really?
Yeah, it has absolutely gone to work. Let's get into some of the stuff that happened this week. Christian Petrarca, we know this man as an iconic midfielder. He's also got a bit of a social media presence. Cooks some sort of...
He cooks. Track cooks.
Track cooks.
Don't think that's what it's called, but he does cook. He's a chef.
Christian Petrarca, one of the great midfielders in the AFL.
Yes.
And we see him break tackles, kick goals, sidestep. All that sort of stuff.
Cook meals.
But never have we seen him do this, and never have I seen him celebrate anything more than this.
This was huge.
Hamish, I don't know if you've seen it.
I was watching the game.
Have a look at Christian Petrarca here. He's on the fat side of the ground. He's never run defensively like this in his life. Oh, my.
It just looks like he scored
goodness.
A goal. Yeah, if you just turned it on, you think, Petrarca's just scored a goal.
Harrison Petty is hugging him like he's just given birth. Matt, which would be impressive. Max Gorn has come from the rafters, the captain.
Yep.
So he's the ruckman. Don't know what he's doing down there either. He's come to celebrate him. If you're just listening, Christian Petrarca has done a spoil.
Yeah.
All he's done is spoils.
Square. Saved a goal.
Saved a goal.
With about 4 minutes left and they're up by
45 points.
I don't know if it gets any better than that boys. For us.
That wins premiership.
Yeah, it does.
They know it as well.
There were some great moments from backs on the weekend. Did some really good things, but I think that was right up there.
Didn't you say that Melbourne were going to win the flag?
I did say Melbourne were going
to
win the flag.
I don't think we need to go any further past that clip we just watched.
I don't think so.
That was unbelievable.
Yeah, it was really good.
Very good. Let's have a look at some of the work from the Sydney Essendon game now. Brad Scott came out during the week and said that the Essendon were going to play with an edge.
The Essendon edge.
Love to
the
Essendon Edge.
What do you think the Essendon Edge looks like, Hammer?
Just touching themselves right until the last minute, I think, is the Essendon Edge.
All right.
So I think that little jar for taking it too
No, it's great. No, it's absolutely brilliant. Someone said, stop pulling Hammer back.
Yeah, well, there you go. Stop pulling him back. We're talking about edging.
Release.
Well, no, that's the whole point. You don't release.
Release the dredges. It could have been the Essendon dredge.
No, the whole point is you just take it to the right to the limit and then stop.
People are calling for dredging merch. I know we've changed tracks here.
Fucking hell.
Tracks, Petrarca, edge, dredge.
Dredge, yeah. We're dredging.
While we are dredging,
I'd like shout out to the anyone who works for the fire the fireys. Can we get the hoses changed for the Will Schofield dredges so that you just throw the dredger out?
Would there be a must reel? Would they have enough?
Yeah, you'd have to reel it in. It'd be long and heavy.
Sydney v Essendon, Tom Papley.
Anyway, here we are. We're back.
Have a look at his media performance, both during and after the game. Just watch and listen along to Tommy Papley, the forward. He kicked 4 goals on the weekend.
He was good.
Yeah, they're trying to get after us. It's all off the ball. We're just worried about the ball. We'll keep being hard in the contest. Really gave it to us. Essendon, they obviously come out. Brad Scott come out and said they want to have that Essendon edge, and we knew they were going to come out. Obviously, Peter Wright took it a bit too far, but that's footy. We move on from it. And they were still getting into us. We all love the footy, love being tough, but you've got to do it 4 quarters.
Yeah, they're trying to do that stuff. I don't know if them or not, but Brad Scott come out and said the Essendon way, but it's all for starters, but anyway.
That's good.
What about... Oh, that's funny. We move on, but I'm just going to do another radio interview and keep going on about it.
Yeah. You need to do it for 4 quarters with a little wink at the end.
Yeah. He's winking along. But he's walking off with Lingy. He's still teeing off. Clearly inside the four walls, they've spoken about this.
Oh, God, yeah. You'd think so.
The Essendon edge. It sounds like to me, Johnny Longmire, who seems like an intimidating man, I must say, has put it up across the four walls.
Essendon edge. That's something Sydney would do as well. Correct. So definitely.
You know, I said I had a story for Kingers. Remind me.
Oh, yeah. Sorry. Tell us a story about Kingers.
Thank you. We're getting access. It's great access with Fox Footy. Working for Fox Footy, if I didn't tell you. With the head coaches of each team before the game.
Probably can't mention edging and dredging can you?
Off the record, so I can't give you anything we're learning in there.
Of course.
Okay.
Saw a bit of GWS's pre-match presentation, which was quite interesting. Again, kind of like it's meant to be sort of insider access.
Okay.
But it was good access. What I can tell you
You're edging a lot here.
What I can tell you is Adam Kingsley is fucking intimidating.
Is he really?
We've walked in, so me, Matthew Pavlich, Adam Papalia, and Kath Lachman. So that's the team, right? Yep. We walk in and we walk in. He walks over, shuts the door behind us, and he goes, "Sit down."
Oh.
You know where the coach does that?
Yeah.
So he was joking. I laugh. Like,
of course. Yeah.
And he just looks at me with the steeliest.
Kingers.
Like, Kingers just looks at me, no smile, no laugh.
This is Kingers.
Like, cut to him. What are you doing?
Sit down.
Jesus.
I'm staring for a bit there. Anyway.
So I laughed and then sort of like muffled the laugh.
Yeah.
I was like, oh shit. And then he proceeded for like the next 4 to 5 questions to give fuck all. And he eventually just let his guard down and just started talking normally. But he was like testing the media, like for no reason.
Edging
other than being
media.
Intimidating. Mm. Like, what are these motherfuckers doing in here? Like,
Knowing full well that he loved the Jack Buckley medal the day before.
There. Correct. Correct. He was the best bloke ever the day before. Anyway. Travis Cloke is running, back to the Sydney Essendon game, he's running for Essendon.
Travis Boak.
Yes.
Travis Cloke.
Yeah,
Travis Boak plays
for Port Adelaide.
Did still, I say Travis Boak?
No, I thought Travis Boak. You said Travis Cloke.
Travis Cloke.
Yeah.
The man with the gloved hand. Wore the NFL glove in a game and took 10 contested marks.
Still wearing it?
He may still be wearing it because he was hitting packs like I've never seen
that
him hit before.
That was aggressive. Yeah.
Watch the runner in these clips. It is Travis Cloke, former champion of Commonwealth Mac Pies. So a bit of scuffle. Talk us through this, Hammer.
I was watching this. It's a bit of a fight's broken out. They're getting
What's
stuck
Travis
with Peter
coming
Wright.
In?
Chad There's Chad in Warner. There. I was watching this live and was like, oh my God, you can't be doing that.
Comes in.
Bang.
Oh, get out of
get
there.
Get out of there. Bang. He's just ragdolling Stringer. Who's a big man.
Now he's going to fight old mate who plays on the wing.
Yeah,
and he's gone.
And he goes,
Are we happy with that?
So runners are allowed to... Is this a quarter time?
That's midway through the quarter. He's there. I watched it and I was like, oh my God. I thought it was Sydney's runner who was just ripping out off Essendon players.
Yes.
And anyway, it was not. But
ripping him off.
Yeah, just tearing the skin off it. Ripping it off, taking him to the Burns unit, really going after it. But yeah, it was Travis Cloke in the end, and I don't think you can do that, but he did it.
What time are you going to leave? Very short.
Probably a couple of minutes.
Okay.
Yeah, maybe five.
One last thing to show you. Look, I didn't want to pour more hot water on the situation. I found it very funny, and I think I can find it funny because I have to do these. The Trent Cotchin situation happened. I think we spoke about it last week.
Yeah, we spoke about it the other week.
The Trent Cotchin, the ghost of Trent Cotchin, who's been doing the reviews.
One of the greats of Richmond.
They've got a cutout cardboard figure of him whilst talking through plays.
Just stand in the middle of the video. It's a ventriloquist down.
I just want to say, this isn't Trent's
fault. No, it's not Trent's fault. So, tell the producer, the director, whoever, tell him to stand in the frame so both your shoulders are in the frame. No limbs cut off.
Trent's probably not sitting there thinking, geez, Teal would be a great idea.
No.
If we just had the middle third of my body in there.
I don't know if you've seen it, and if you haven't, go have a look at Kane Corns taking the piss out of it. That's very funny.
That was hilarious.
That's funny.
Fucking hilarious.
People are firing up. Our good friend of the family, Matty Richardson, firing up about it on social.
What, not happy with Corns?
Premiership captains, I don't know what sort of.
Oh, was that what that tweet was about?
Who cares if they're premiership captains? Gosh. He looks like an idiot. And I feel sorry for it. And it's difficult. So without further ado, let me introduce Backchat Breakdown.
You might be wondering how Tim Kelly gets in this much space at the start of the West Coast Eagles GWS game and kicks a goal. The first of the game, this is 3.5 minutes in. Well, we have to go back to the start of the clip to find out why. Let's have a look here. Tim Kelly kicks the goal, standing in the middle of the ground. It's a great offensive run by him, but I want you to keep an eye on Jamie Cripps and Josh Kelly. Josh Kelly is probably on Tim Kelly at this stage. Jamie Cripps is a high half forward, and his run solely creates this goal. As we watch the ball transition down the ground, we can pause it in a little bit as we see Josh Kelly just backward of frame right next to Jamie Cripps in the middle of the screen. Tim Kelly, he's still in the middle of the ground. Jamie Cripps has been the first picked at West Coast for a long time, and this is why. Watch how hard he works into forward 50 here, giving Josh Kelly no other option than to go with him, opening up his man in the middle of the ground, Tim Kelly. Maybe a GWS forward should have come up and rounded him up, but they don't get it done. He gets the ball like all good midfielders do, kicks the goal from range, and that is why Jamie Cripps is so valued at the West Coast Eagles. That's the Backchat Breakdown.
That was good.
Look, Trent, that's how you do it, big fella.
That is analytical. Very good. That is fucking good.
That was one take, too.
When I watched that, Tim Kelly is like just...
How does he get that much space?
How do you get that much space? There you go. That's why.
Jamie Cripps.
And we didn't superimpose my head onto like a donkey, which is pretty much what Channel 7's been doing. Now, the reason I show you that hammer is I want to encourage people. The hardest part about that is finding the vision.
Yes.
And I'm just going to put my hand up and say it's bloody hard. Yep. And sometimes I don't have time for it. If you see a play on social media... or on the footy, send us the timestamp, send us the clip and say, can Backchat break this down?
Yeah.
And I will break the fuck out.
I've probably got about 30 of them of what are West Coast doing.
I could just send you one, I'm pretty sure, please explain. Of Frosty double-handed ball dropping.
Yeah, we're going to say that a little bit later.
I think I sent you one of the Pelican at absolute full speed.
Yes, some of the Pelican a little bit later. Oh,
he was excellent. Correct. Yeah, I sent you a few things.
If you see it on the weekend, I'd love you to send it in. So send it in backchat_. You can send us a DM on Instagram or send us an email. hello@backchatpodcast.com.au. The Backchat Breakdown. If Backchat can do a better job than Channel 7, maybe we can take over Channel 7.
Absolutely. Easy.
Hammer, you're done and dusted, mate.
Yeah, I am.
That's 5-5.
We get to go speak to Luke Ryan.
Hey, before you leave.
Yep.
Number one in the waffle ranks.
Yeah, thanks, guys.
Well done.
Hey, thanks.
Really good.
Medalist, probably.
Number 40.
So this is in the West Australian, 1 through to 40.
Yep.
We didn't want to pay for it, so we bootlegged it.
That's fair enough.
We hacked it.
Yep.
Because if you went number one, I was going to spit it. There was no way you couldn't be.
Nah. Would have been tough to
Number one. Me. Number one player in the state.
Also, thanks, guys. Some teammates up there with you.
Yep.
Very, very strong
Croden.
Midfield.
Croden 4, I think.
Yes.
Schumacher 9.
Yeah. You got 3 in the top 10.
Yeah.
Flag.
We're going to try our best.
Good.
Flag man or flag rules. Nah, we're good. I've got a surprise for us as well, for potentially a surprise for everyone on Friday.
Really?
Yeah,
a guest, an item, a piece of content?
Potentially a guest, can't say.
Wow. We are going to hold you to it. Pleasure, Hamish Brayshaw, ladies and gentlemen.
Also, shout out to Jacko Nelson as well, listed number 40 in the top 40.
That's a complete joke. He
should be higher.
Almost played 100 games. West Coast Eagles fans out there listening. Dan.
Yes.
Do you think that Jacko would be getting a game at
absolutely
the club right
now? Absolutely.
Yeah, correct. Right? So, to have him at 40 as the captain of the side, I know West Coast Waffle isn't very good. It's why the rest of their team isn't very good, because they haven't been able to develop players. Understand that. It doesn't mean he's any less of a player. You can still be a very good player in a shit team. Correct?
Correct.
Right.
We've got plenty of them.
Jacko Nelson at 40 is a disgrace.
It is.
Hamish Brayshaw at 1, spot on.
Spot on.
Without further ado, we have had a chat, and I never say that right. It's a due, isn't it, or something?
Further ado, yeah.
Luke Ryan from the Freo Dockers. He's a hard-nosed defender. He's an intercepting defender. But overall, beast. He's just a good bloke, and we chatted to him a little earlier on. Here he is, Luke Ryan. We are very lucky to be joined today on the show on Back Chat live on YouTube. Luke Ryan, I believe from his abode somewhere in south of the river here in Perth. G'day, Lukey Ryan. How are you, mate?
I'm good. I'm good. How are you, boys?
Very good. Thank you, Luke.
Great.
First things first.
Yes.
What you got there in the background? You've got a little shrine to yourself in the frame.
First game jumper?
Yeah. I didn't know really where to put it. So my 100th game and lucky enough to get to play me 100 with Willow on his 150th game. So it was a pretty special game for us.
Oh, awesome.
That's elite. Good win on the weekend, mate. I want to start with your starts, if that's okay. We'll get into a bit of the normal back chat questions in a bit. But I want to know from the backline perspective, you haven't got your starts quite right over the last 12 months, I would say, at Freo. What's it like in the backline when you know you're under the pump, multiple entries, giving a few goals up? What's that like in the Fremantle backline between you guys? Are you talking? Are you trying to play your role? Like, what are you doing?
Well, I wouldn't say our starts have been poor, because the last six games of last year we started well. Last week, well, against Brisbane, we actually started okay. We just gifted them a few goals. And then, obviously North Melbourne didn't start too good. But, I don't know. Obviously, as you know, when the ball's in there hot, coming in quick, you can't really defend much. And a lot of pressure on the backs. And we sort of resort to playing safe, around that back foot mindset, taking the easy options instead of really shifting and making them defend. And, the ball just seems to always come back in and really put us under pressure. And then eventually the ball's going to break down. So, we just need to play our way at the start longer and back ourselves in earlier.
What's your mindset at the moment? Where are you? Because we lose Oscar McDonald in round one. You can go sort of both ways if we can talk in a footy sense. You can play that real lockdown type, but you can also be that big interceptor. Where are you in your footy at the moment? Are you probably playing a little bit more defensively given the personnel?
I've sort of been like that for the last couple of years, actually. But I don't mind. I'm sort of whatever the team needs. As long as I get in the game, that's all that matters, and we're winning. Find myself on the deepest. Now that Brandon Walker's back, which makes it a lot easier because he takes a little small, fast ones. I can't really do that. Hammies aren't built for that. But, I'll try and, take the dangerous small or tall if it's deep. But Drake's come in on the weekend and done a really good job.
How'd he go? How'd he go back there? Is there some sort of backline initiation at the Dockers or...?
I don't think there is. You just gotta, go out there and have fun and play his way. And I thought he'd done it really well. We'll try and get stuck in him maybe in the off season, play a few drinking games with him or something like that. But he's done really well. He's a real quiet kid and he's put in a lot of work. He's improved so much from last year, and fun to see him get a reward is outstanding for him and for his family. And I'm sure he's going to be a really good player for Freo for the future.
Do you have to take a bit of a sort of a on-field coaching role with a debutant when they come into the back line? Do you feel like you're a bit more involved in giving some direction on that side of things?
Sort of. You've got Alex Pierce as well. He does a fair bit of that as well. And, I'll just sort of give the slap on the ass or a pat on the head and just tell him to keep doing what he's doing, play the ball, go back instincts in, and always try and, make him laugh, just, not be too serious all the time and just have a little joke or talk a bit of shit really down there. And I think a few of the boys like that.
We saw some footage earlier on in the show. Christian Petrarca, who one of the game's great midfielders, came back into the back line and spoiled. And he, I've never seen him celebrate a goal like that.
No
clearance, you know, all the stuff he does, the Hollywood stuff, they celebrated a spoil like it was a premiership. Is that the sort of scenes we see at Fremantle? Spoils? Is that what we're celebrating down there?
Life is full of what-ifs. Some awesome, like what if AI could fold your laundry? And some, well, less awesome, like what if you have unexpected medical costs? UnitedHealthcare can help get you covered with Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans. They supplement your primary plan to help you manage out-of-pocket costs. No deductibles, no enrollment periods, and especially no more what-ifs. Visit uh1.com to find the Health Protector Guard plan for you.
Hey there, it's Michelle Norris. I'm host of a podcast called Your Mama's Kitchen. When I travel, I'm usually looking for a way to find a taste of home when I'm not at home. And one of the things I love to do when I am at home is entertain. And Airbnb allows me to do that. When I was in California recently, I rented a house that had a great kitchen. And when we were sitting around the table, we're all thinking, we're in someone else's house. Someone could be in all of our homes as well. If you have a home, but you're not always at home, you have an Airbnb. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
Yeah, definitely. We don't, as you know, we don't kick many goals. So yeah, we celebrate those little things, mothers, tackles, defensive efforts. Yeah, we really get around each other. And I think we've seen one, a vision today of Fifey coming back and playing a tackle, getting a free kick in the D50, which is, yeah, very, gave him a nice pump up today. I said he looked good down there. So he even said he might be a half back in maybe one day. So
is that right? The team down there. What? How would he? How would he go? How would he go?
I don't. Oh, well, he'd be pretty good aerially. I don't know about. I don't know about him. Yeah, probably defending his man, but he'd be a nice roll off instead defender, I reckon.
Yeah. We're talking about spoils, Luke, and I had to have a look. You know, it's a big thing for us on Backchat. We celebrate spoils. We love backmen.
Dower acts.
Had a look. How do you think you're tracking this year for spoils in terms of stat? How many you've done?
Oh, I reckon I had a few last week, not so many this week.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'll probably tell you. Like five, I reckon, maybe, if that.
Four.
Pretty good.
Yeah, you're in the right areas. Four. So we'll just, you know, there's no pressure, of course, but we're just hoping maybe this week if you could just extend the fist more than the mark if that's coming your way.
He's been marking probably. He's just been getting in too good of a spot. Yeah, we're just right. We're just maybe hoping just to put on the agenda, going to mark or fist maybe first. Spoil. Yeah, maybe just a couple more spoils for Backchat. Can you do that?
Yeah, I'll give it a go for you. That's first thing that's going to come to your mind is give it a nice big spoil, and I'll even leave the hand up there for you. To
thank you. Right. Yeah, send him to the 10th row if you can. That'd be great.
That's very good. Back on Fifey, thinking he's a backman, which I find strange, to be honest, two-time Brownlow medalist, keep him in the midfield. Is there anyone other than Fifey that you're just happy for them to stay in their position? And I don't want to be disrespectful to anyone, but, yeah, again, I mentioned this last week, Josh Kennedy, good team of mate of mine, got past halfway, and it was like you lost the ability to play as a footballer. Is there anyone in your team? Is there anyone in your team like that that just wouldn't know what a fist was unless it hit him in the face?
Yeah, I reckon Michael Walters and probably Jai Mist. I reckon they're probably the two.
Yeah,
because Tony plays deep and Jai plays deep, but yeah, I don't think. Yeah, to be fair, I don't even think Jai's gone past halfway either. so yeah, that's probably the two, I reckon.
What about guys that you love to see come back? Yeah. Who are the midfielders or the guys that play a bit more up that you just enjoy seeing there?
I love seeing our ruckman down there. Like Luke Jackson took a hanger on the goal line, which I loved. I would have loved the fist as well.
Yes.
Love seeing the big boys stand there and just like make it so much more comfortable down there. It's just, you know, they're going to get it done early. So they're probably my two favourites to get down there.
Big, burly, swaggy just coming down there. Yeah. You roll off your man a little bit, let him do the contest. Luke Jackson, that mark on the goal line, that's outrageous, isn't it? That is outrageous. Hangers on the goal line.
Yeah. Oh, he's unbelievable, that bloke. He's not the sharpest tool in the shed, but, geez, when it comes down on the footy field, he just sees everything so well. I've never seen anything like it. And that mark, yeah, I couldn't believe he took that mark. I thought he was going to rush it, but keep going for him, dog, I reckon.
Was it on you? Were you the scaffold?
No, it wasn't the scaffold this time. I don't know who it was, but it's a pretty good ride for him.
The Backchat Backman of the Year is in full swing this year, Luke. No votes to any Freo players, which I'm sure you'll be very disappointed with at the moment. Still an opportunity for you guys to put your best foot forward. I'm assuming in the weekly line meetings. That's something that's discussed quite a bit.
Yeah, it is pretty flattening. I thought Alex Pearce might have been in there, but that's all right. Now Boardy brings up a fair bit. He brings up that's the first thing he shows the vote. QGWS, he thinks he's a bit biased. He's just because you're a West Coast man, so you're still against us. But I'm sure we'll get a few. We're just going to get that bigger fist in, and I'm sure they'll get us on the vote.
See, he's smart. Yeah. Right? He's listened. This is Backman Craft at its best, right? You've given him some feedback about the spoils. He's listened, and he already knows.
Yep.
Mate, that's very good. Just Oscar McDonald, how's he coming along, mate? It looked like he'd fitted in really nicely to the back six, was playing a really important role for you guys. How's he coming along?
He did fit in really nicely. He's pretty smart as well. And so obviously he's pretty sad. But seen him today, and he's sort of week by week. He has to scan it every week or go see a doctor every week. It's just a real weird one because he's done like a bit of everything. So he's not sure if he needs surgery yet either. So our fingers are crossed, toes are crossed. It's all not that bad. And he's in good spirits. He's always around the club, messaging the boys. And hopefully it's nothing too serious. We can see him back at the club more often and running hopefully soonish. So fingers and toes crossed for him.
Friday night game coming up.
Oh, Friday night footy.
When I say Friday night, it's 4:30 in Perth.
That's
time,
Friday night. So Friday night footy. The boys will be booked in.
Easter Friday against Adelaide. How are you feeling leading into that?
Yeah, pumps. Not often we get Friday night games. It's going to be a good one. Adelaide are a really good team and they've just been a bit unlucky. So, the boys are excited. We'll just hopefully play our way for four quarters and hopefully the crowd's up and about and there's a few of them there and really get behind us and hopefully put on another good four-quarter performance and light up the stadium in the second half when it's actually nighttime.
Yeah, that's very good. That's not bad media chat, but who's booked in for their haircuts? Because we all know well that Friday night footy, all the eyes are on. You're having a laugh. I reckon you're booked in.
Yeah,
Who else is booked in? Who's going to be looking fresh for Friday night?
Oh, I reckon 85% of the list, I reckon. I reckon the boys that aren't even playing are going to go get haircuts just in case they get spotted in the box or something like that.
Piercy? Piercy's not going to be, is he? He's not going to do much.
Nah, he's
just a wash.
Like shaggy. maybe give it a wash once every couple of months. I don't know, maybe Fife could bring out something. He was talking about his hair, just not sure what to do yet. Pub's wrong, have a nice one because he's always, literally 85%, I reckon.
I've always been But you give us a look, what's happening under there?
Yeah, I'll be going in. Need to get that cut, the sides cut, but
I like
definitely
it.
Definitely booking in.
Personal favourite of mine for Fife was the goatee. Look, some people didn't like it, but I really, really did like it.
What's it going to be like?
It was that bad, it was good.
What's it going to be like being in Adelaide for that long? So you go, when do you fly out to get to Adelaide for Friday?
No, they don't at all because they're playing at home,
of course,
baby.
Yeah, so then when do you fly out to Adelaide for Gather Round?
When do we play next week? Saturday. So we'll fly out Thursday, I think.
Yeah,
and we stay there for 10 days, I think it is.
Yeah, that's going to be, a bit different being away for that long.
Yeah, it is. Same with the boys. I'd love to go back in the hub. COVID was around. I just love being around the boys, having a bit of fun and stuff like that. So this is like a mini hub. So we try and set up a few games and quiz nights and stuff like that and really bonded. It makes it pretty fun.
Unreal, mate. Loving how you boys have started. Good friend of the family here was on the last couple of weeks, Geordie Clark, going well. Enjoyed his work. But all of you boys down in the back six, loving how you're going about it. Good start to the season. Keep it going, please.
Yeah, we'll do. I'll mention to the boys tomorrow as well. I'll get a few more fists in.
Thank you.
Even if you've got the stick.
Thank you.
Stick one.
That's right.
Do ear massages count as well?
They certainly do. Yeah, nice little ear massage. Just don't get rubbed out. Right? We don't have to come back to this tape. Right? Just within play, within reason. Hard at the footy. And as we know as a back line, if your elbows end up in the wrong spot, sometimes that happens. Mate, well done. Good luck for the weekend. We'll be watching Friday night footy. Make sure that hair's looking absolutely pristine. Well, there you go, Luke Ryan. Thanks to ID Athletic. Bloody new sponsor coming on board. You got a microphone working over
Yeah,
there?
I do. They made the Australian Fistball team merch as well. It's bloody good.
Yeah, love they are idea, our exclusive merch providers this year. Big sponsors of the show. Always great to work with. They're on an official capacity now.
Yes.
They're backing our guest chats in.
Absolutely. So, like all of our partners that we work with, I saw there's a media company out there just getting an olive oil sponsorship.
Yes.
It just feels odd.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah,
you know what I'm talking about? They're just
strange.
Holding a bottle of olive oil.
It's strange.
I don't know if they use the product or if they like it. We really rate our partners and the people we work with.
IDAthletic makes all of our merch that so we put good. Out. They also work very closely with teams around Western Australia, but all around the nation. So if you are looking for uniform, for team uniform, for school gear, all that stuff, they print, they produce, they do everything in that space. Make sure you get in touch with IDAthletic. They're going to be with us all year this year. Very good. Exciting scenes.
Love it.
Luke Ryan, good chat.
Such a good guy, one of the best backmen in the league, and we just get to have him for 10 minutes. That's what we do on Back Chat.
From his house too.
From his house.
I like it.
You know, people are watching AFL 360 right now.
Correct.
We're
Simo's
doing better
on his
stuff.
House. I'll give you the hot tip. Simo's been grilled over there. He's not in his house. He's in the media department. Right. He's in his polo. Media lines coming out. Do you hear other blokes calling their teammates maybe not the smartest tool in the show?
No, we're getting real insight.
I said smartest as well. It's sharpest.
Pretty good.
Very good. I enjoyed Luke Ryan. It's going to be interesting to see if we get that uptick from him. Yes, we want more touches. Yes, we want more fantasy points. Hello to everyone watching at home that do play those areas.
Correct.
We want more spoils.
Yeah,
what we really want. And it looks like it's on the agenda.
He's had four for the season. Let's get that up around four a game.
We've gone to him personally, but he's going to put it to the rest of the team.
Good.
Right? The dour axe. That's
fist
what we
need. First mindset.
Correct. If I see him go for a mark and instead of marking, he fists it, I'm not calling out. We're going to watch along right here.
Oh, yeah. We're going to be watching the game.
We're going to go off our heads.
Yep.
In fact, let's try and see if we can get a market together for our good friends at Tab Touch, who are backing the Back Chat Backman of the Year, the Jack Buckley medal, thanks to Tab Touch.
Yeah.
Got a nice ring to it. Look, there's a couple of big players on the leaderboard here. Sam Collins and Charlie Ballard from the Gold Coast Suns doing very well. Ben Miller.
Dower operator.
He is. And I tell you what, I've gone too early on this. One vote, Jack Henry, ladies and gentlemen. Really
Jack
good.
Henry.
Jack Henry.
We've always been right. Big Jack Henry guys.
Yeah. Chris, we have. I don't know if he's fully back to his very best from injury, but he certainly was dour alongside good friend of the podcast, Tom Stewart.
Yes.
Now, Tom Stewart, you might be sitting along at home going, hang on a second. This is the Back Chat Backman of the Year.
Equaled a record.
He equaled the most intercept marks in a game ever. Ever.
Ever.
All I can say is the algorithm maybe thought on some of those decisions, okay, you mark it, but maybe the best decision.
The eye test, right?
Maybe the best decision was to be more dour about it. Maybe he gets the Brownlow votes.
Yeah. Are we giving the Brownlow out?
No.
No.
No, we're not.
Giving the Batchat Backman of the Year
award.
So
Jack Henry will get
Buckley
one
medal.
Vote, absolutely, in a winning side.
Yep.
That'll be ending the winning sides from now on for the votes because Tom Barrett from the West Coast Eagles, two votes in in an absolute bloodbath at Optus Stadium. Tom Barrett gets the two votes. You might be asking yourself, Sam Taylor at the other end of the ground, very good.
Yeah.
Medal man himself, Jack Buckley, also very good.
Yeah.
Not good enough for votes.
Well, the ball's hardly down there. You're not doing everything. You're not doing everything.
That's a very good point that you raise.
You know, you can't just be like winning games. If your team is winning games, the back line is doing what they need to do, but you can't give them things that they're doing when they're not actually
doing it. What happens
in
the Coaches Award, the MVP, the Brownlow Medal, the Coleman Medal, the Norm Smith?
Yep.
Right. It goes generally to teams that win a lot of games.
Yes.
And the best player on the best team gets the votes.
It's just a system award.
If you'd like that, go and watch the Brownlow Medal.
Yeah.
Preferably with us on our live show at Leadville Precinct later on.
It's going to be awesome.
But if you want to have some real analysis, stay tuned for the Back Chat Backman of the Year. As I revealed, it's my first butchering of the year. Now, new friend of the podcast.
Oh, we bloody love him.
Ben Miller from the Richmond Tigers. Yeah. Real dour operator.
Super dour.
Takes home the three votes for round two of the AFL.
Plays for Richmond.
Yes, he plays for Richmond. Absolutely. Richmond Tigers.
Played
I did
20
say
or
that.
So games.
Correct. Can we roll the tape? If you haven't seen Ben play, this should be a good example of what he does as a footballer. Let's have a little look at the tapes, if we could. Thank you very much.
Support Adelaide.
Long
forward
entry
in.
This is him here. One-on-one with Charlie.
Oh, nope.
Drops the mark.
That's okay. Doesn't want it.
fumbles.
Yeah, get it out of here.
Right. Now, what's important to remember about that clip is he knows his role in the team.
Yeah.
If he marks that ball.
Wait, here's another one. Here's,
does Zach put him in a good position?
Again, one-on-one with Charlie Dixon.
See if you can pick which one he is. Bang! That is a spoil, ladies and gentlemen.
Huge spoil.
That goes on to set this play up. So just consider why the ball's moving here. If Ben Miller doesn't spoil that ball,
no.
What do you think happens? I can tell you what happens. It's Charlie a Port
Dixon,
Adelaide goal.
Charlie Dixon marks it, kicks the goal.
Well, Shea Bolton just waltzes around with no one on him.
No one's prepared because they weren't expecting that to happen.
Marlon Pickett, no one kicks on him, kicks a goal.
Can we watch this again? Because I want to see this first.
Here we go. So, doesn't want the mark. Fair enough.
Well, that means
doesn't want a possession.
No.
Fair enough. No. So, fantasy players along out there.
Screaming. Right?
He's cost himself 3 points on the mark.
Yep.
He's cost himself 2 points on the handball.
Yeah.
Gets nothing. Gets no reward, in fact. Then he just goes on, gets his business. How many goals did Charlie Dixon kick in either of those?
None.
He kicked two for the day. Not on Ben.
Not on those.
Not on Ben.
No.
Right? And that's all we have to say.
Absolutely.
For Ben
Free
Miller.
Vote getter.
So to
well
Ben
done.
Miller, we salute you.
Yep.
Backchat Backman of the Year. Thanks to Tab Touch, our good friends. Jack Henry enters the race. He's on one vote. There's a few one voters. James Paulais, who was dropped after he was given one vote. Adam Tomlinson also dropped.
We should address this. That
Sam
for
May.
For some reason.
Jake Lever out this week. I'm just going to put that out there.
For some reason,
you know what to do,
the last two people that we've given one vote to have been dropped.
Jack Henry in trouble.
So, look, it's not us.
Yes.
But just a bit of a word of warning to those guys getting one vote.
Tom Barras enters at two votes. Bodie Yuland, who I saw a bit of his footy on the weekend, impressed. Harris Andrews on two votes. This is where it starts heating up now. Ben Miller, Charlie Ballard, and Sam Collins tied for the lead in the back chat. Backman of the Year.
The Jack Buckley medal.
Buckley medal. Thanks
Country Feller
Tab
on
Touch.
YouTube says, Tom Barras is our brick wall. If he wasn't there, we'd get flogged by 100 points every week. And so that's completely true.
That's what you need to consider.
Yeah.
Okay. Tom Stewart. Great. Sam Taylor. 9 marks. Understand.
Yep.
Right? He's already at his maximum capability.
Yeah.
GWS, without him, they don't get to win by that much. Whereas on the other hand, if Tom Barras isn't there, it's a 200-point loss.
It's a bloodbath.
Correct. So there you go. There you have it. Got any problems? Send them in to Dan at dan69@gmail.com and you can get in touch straight with Dan. Very good. Just on the Tab Touch, lads, if you want to join us on the show on Friday, last episode on a Friday, we put a bet on. We ran it live.
Yes.
Did it win or lose?
Well, it just happened to win, didn't it?
It bloody won.
It won.
We took Tab Touch to the cleaners. If you want to join in that as well, download the Tab Touch app today. Do keep in mind, though, you win some, you lose more. For free and confidential support, call 1-800-858-858 or visit gamblinghelp.org.au. Now, as we continue along our back chat sponsored players.
Which we love as our own children.
Jack Buckley, it was great to see him in person.
Yeah.
First time I've really seen him in person.
He's a lean, you know what? He's so strong, but he's like just a lean man as well. Very, just a good looking guy.
Yeah, he did some big things on the week. And that tackle on Tim Kelly.
Tim Kelly.
Boy, Alex Pearce, very good. He started well, the skipper.
Yep.
He could even be the captain of this group of players.
Remember last season, right? Early was copping it.
Oh, they wanted him out. They wanted
him
out of the team.
Two games in. Can we call the captain? No. Now, look at him. He's flying.
It's funny how much winning changes people's perceptions of things. So now he's a good leader, is he?
Yeah, great.
Is that right? Is he a good leader? Is he a better leader now they're winning? It's dumb. It's dumb logic, just so you know. Everyone calling for his head, who now like how he's going, because you're winning.
Yep.
It's dumb. Lewis Melican, the Pelican. And I don't think we have that vision, which is annoying.
It is.
Because he was at full steam. He was absolutely full steam.
Full flight.
This is our new backchat backman. Well, we may have had a look at the lizard, but probably not dour enough.
Yeah, he's too flashy. He's too good.
Lewis Melican, the Pelican. Melican is all but locked in this spot. Some huge spoils. I don't know if you caught this game, but he was just absolutely sizzling. Talking about sizzling, our main man who was 1 weeker, Luke McDonald back into the side. Welcome back, Luke McDonald. Callan Dawson, who we had for the 10-day contract. Have a look at this effort on the line against Fremantle. And this is why we were so interested in him as a player. Can we have a little look at this, please, Dallas?
Sarong knows there's not long left. Not just pins the ears back.
This is a goal. Oh, no, it's not. 50, Dawson
thinks he got a fingernail. And he thinks... He did get a fingernail on it. Just a matter of whether it was well, he did get a fingernail
on it. He absolutely got a fingernail on it. It's one of the great efforts you'll ever see. Just have a look at this on the line. I think he grows an inch because he's got us
Matt
on board.
Matt Tabner is a strong man
as
well. He's boxing him out. He's a doesn't matter. Man. He's still a gets there.
He's an absolute lump of a man. Sam Frost. I saw Sam Frost do two things on the weekend. A double-handed spoil.
Love that.
Which we love. Yeah. And he also bounced the ball with two hands like a basketball. Well, not like a basketball. What would you do that with? Like a, I don't know, like nothing.
Like a gym ball.
Like a gym ball. Like a medicine ball.
Like a medicine ball.
Like a gym ball. Like running through the Millie MCG, Frosty just thought, you know what? Here goes that's the two-handed so bouncer. So that tells you all you need to be told about our sponsored athletes as well. Judd McVie's going to have to step up with no lever in May, but so will Adam Tomlinson, who is in votes and could be in for more if he plays well.
Really?
We might read it if it's good. Let's get some fines in, shall we?
Some fines, people.
Hey, before we do that, did we get to speak to our lad who kicked the goal?
We spoke to him on Friday.
And he'd already kicked it.
Yeah, $1,000. Kicked the goal.
Let's go to fines. Oh, we don't have any.
Oh, there's no fines.
Okay.
If you haven't noticed, so usually on YouTube, you know, we go to Nick sometimes. You know, you see the vision of Nick's.
Nick's in a proverbial coffin.
Yeah.
Proverbial. Jayden, not a literal. No. Proverbial one.
Earlier in the day, Jayden said we should put him in a black lung, which he confused with an iron lung.
What's a black lung?
That's, you know, like you the miners used to go down and...
Look at the black lung.
Yeah.
That's
off
Zoolander, right?
So that's right. So Nick has got...
Nick has the black lung.
He has the black lung. So there's no fines. But, you know, we do have some emails.
Yeah, great. Can you read these? Yeah. I've been doing a lot of talk.
I'll read it out. This is from Trish. Hi, boys. I was thrilled...
Our friend Trish.
Yeah.
She recovered from cancer, remember?
Yes. Awesome lady.
Brilliant.
Hi, boys. And she's also met, like, every famous person ever.
She was a cricketer's... In the Caribbean, in memory,
yeah,
I believe.
Yes,
Bob Marley, Isabel.
Yeah, that's right. Hi, boys. I was thrilled you had my favorite ever Eagle on the podcast last week.
True.
Banfield. I made the banner for Drew's 100th and 150th game.
The banner's back, by the way. Yeah. Saw the cheer squad under in the bowels of the stadium,
up and about.
Mate, I wanted a bit of inside access.
Yeah.
See what's on the banner? Sworn to secrecy. Would not tell me.
What?
They would not tell me.
What was it? What did it say? Banner's back or something?
Can't tell. Oh, it was something about feeding giants and being back.
Yeah, awesome.
They rhyme Jack with back. They'll be better for the run. They'll be better for the run.
Right.
They'll be better for round four.
Is it too late to bring the inflatable eagle back?
No.
I'm joking.
We've ditched that. Put it up to the fork in that one.
We're going to try and buy that. Back in those days, we could just sit and chat after it at the matches in Melbourne, so we became good friends. I had posters of Drew all around the house, including my bedroom. Well, he was a very, very handsome young man.
Still is.
Rooster, my dad still is. When my husband and I were first dating, he went up to the Drew.
Where's this one going?
He went up to Drew after a match and said, "I'm the only man who gets to sleep." Sorry. When my husband and I were first dating, he went up to Drew.
Just read how it's written. It's literally written perfectly.
Went up to Drew at an after match and said, "I'm the only man who gets to sleep with you every night." And Drew replied, "You must be Trish's friend. My now husband tells the story often, and we had to cancel our wedding day. Don't worry, nothing was really booked, as it was Drew's 100th game. Took us another 7 years to finally organize the big day, but that was nearly 19 years ago
Very good.
I'm so blessed. He was wonderful looking after me last year when I was undergoing my treatment for cancer. Looking forward to going to the footy next week and seeing all my Eagles supporter friends. I finally watched you on YouTube a couple of times, and I'll try to do this more often."
Thank you very much, Trish.
Thank you, Trish.
Very bloody good. If you haven't seen Drew Banfield, had a lot of good feedback on that. That is the one that my year one teacher was listening to. This week on the podcast.
Yes. Oh, boy. I've just remembered who.
Who? Are you forgetting?
Adam Gilchrist.
Yeah, absolutely.
One of the best cricketers of all time.
Adam Gilchrist, two parts. We chatted to him that long. We had to split it up. It's a two-parter.
Very generous with his time.
He was very good. That's all I can say. Very, very good.
Excellent. He so when he arrived at the studio, he said, "Hey mate, here." So I went out there, couldn't see him anywhere. I was a bit worried. I thought I've given him the wrong address. So checked, had given him the wrong address. He was just a bit further up the street. And then he came down, and he parked. Then he parked in one spot. I was like, "No mate, you can park inside." It was just a lot going on early. I was a bit worried.
Right, were you?
But then just because he was in three different spaces, finally came and sat down. One of the best chats ever.
That's great.
Elite guy.
Love that. He was brilliant.
Who was? Should we read some more emails?
That'd be great. you're reading them.
Yeah, this is from OG from Tassie. "Advice for the young backmen listening. I'm embarrassed to say that I once kicked a goal as a backman, and I'd like to let you know the scenario and see what advice you would give to young backmen listening who may find themselves in a similar situation. By my last year of football, I had I had for a number of years been telling our forwards to stop missing goals, to just kick them,
yeah,
because it's not that hard, which that's is very great true. I would tell them that in 17 years of senior football, I had never missed a shot at goal. It was true. Three shots at goal, three goals. Anyways, I'm just inside the defensive 50 when I get a free kick. I'm not sure why, but I get a 50-meter penalty. My opponent was annoyed for some reason. He was saying something to the umpire along the lines of, you always only see the bloke who retaliates. Anyway, I trot to the center of the ground, ready to pass it off and sprint back to defend the inevitable turnover caused by our midfielders not working hard enough.
Anyway,
I'm ready to pass when out of nowhere I get another 50-meter penalty. My opponent is apparently still not happy with life. Suddenly, I'm 35 meters from goal. What should I do? I slotted the goal because I needed to show our forwards that it indeed wasn't that hard. But what do Backchat suggest a young AFL defender do in this situation? Is it a goal worth giving up any chance of Backchat Backman votes? Is it fair that Backchat Backman votes will not be awarded in this situation? Cheers.
That is an OG from Tassie.
So, Scully, you get a 50-meter penalty, get sent to the middle of the ground.
Yes.
They give you another. You trotted right up to the 35-meter line. What are you doing
not
in that
situation?
Not
only are you kicking the goal, you're feeding it to the man of the mark. Like, you're absolutely feeding him, right, verbally.
Yep.
Maybe a bit physically.
Post-goal, right?
Because he's probably still on the mark, and it's probably your forward opponent.
Yep.
So he knows.
yeah.
You then in multi action mode, right? You are sledging opponents and celebrating at maximumly. That's not a word, but yeah, with
at maximum,
yeah, maximum capacity. Just like we saw from Christian Petrarca.
Yes,
but it's a twofold thing, right? So it's a high five and it's a fuck you.
Yeah,
and you know, and you go the entire way down the field for the seven people that are in the crowd on the horns. Standing ovation.
Great.
Saw Matty Scarlett do exactly that one really? Day at Cadinian Park, and it was bloody brilliant.
I would say, so you know how we have that rule where if you kick a goal as a backman, you lose your votes?
Yeah. That's under consideration.
Is that under consideration?
It's certainly under consideration. You definitely come under scrutiny.
Heavy scrutiny.
As a sponsored athlete.
Oh, yeah.
As a Backchat sponsored athlete.
Contract could be ripped up.
Yes, because we put Noah Bolter on notice, yes. And then he came back the next week and kicked three.
So,
and he was gone.
That's true. What if, do we have to assess it case by case, but what if someone gets the 50-meter penalty, kicks a goal after a 50-meter penalty? Can we take that into consideration?
I think it comes under consideration.
Great.
To answer your question.
So if, just for the backman out there, find yourself...
And we know you're listening.
We know you're listening. If you find yourself at the 50-meter line because you've just received a 50-meter penalty...
Yes.
Go for goal.
Yes.
And go for it.
And sledge.
Celebrate.
You go front foot, yep. Right? And you go aggressive... Because you may not ever find yourself in that situation again, and you yes. only live once.
Tom Barras
That's
may
correct.
Never find himself in that
situation.
Do you
think he just yet? Walked back to his position? No, he didn't. He, at stages in that run, was running with a hand in the air.
His 100th
like
game.
He won the Olympics.
Just that good.
It was just bloody that brilliant. Good. We call that on the podcast as well for those who are playing along at home. Now,
that's true.
Tipping. How's your tipping going, old home team,
yeah,
Daniel?
Yeah, so I only got four this week. A bit of a rough one. I picked the away. I mean, I won with the away pick because I picked GWS.
Yes.
My one. So I would have had three. So only three home teams won this week.
Yes.
Which is rough. But the good thing about it is it's not in my control. I just do what I'm told to do and the tips come like that.
I feel like I have more control. I pick the favorites and then I get a roughie. I've missed a roughie every week. This week I pick Gold Coast, right? And as if Gold Coast were ever going to win.
No.
They have not changed the football side, just so we know. They're still shit.
You reckon?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. The games that they're you know, 50-50, not winning them.
Right.
Essendon,
same. Could Eagles beat them?
No.
Okay.
No, absolutely
so
not.
They wouldn't me there's a chance.
Right at this point, the way I saw West Coast play, they won't be beating anyone this year. They may go through it.
Do you know what?
The opposite of undefeated.
You know what, though?
What's the opposite of undefeated?
Always defeated. West Coast have played Port Adelaide and GWS. Could be a Port Adelaide GWS grand final. Just saying.
Right.
This season. Two very good teams.
That's a good point. I think I've on certain platforms have said that would be the grand final. So they might have picked played the first and second best teams.
A hard schedule.
Right.
So just rein it in a bit. If you went at the end of the season and said, do you think they'll lose to Port Adelaide? Do you think they'll lose to GWS? You'd say, yeah, of course.
That's a good point, Dan.
So could you just back off my team a bit.
Matty C wins with 8 correct. 1 point away from the margin. He takes a $250 voucher home thanks to the Alford right here in Mount Lawley.
Yeah, great.
We're going to send that out to you, Matthew.
So good.
I got 6.
That's good. You know who? So John W. got 8. Joshua G got 8.
Oh, there's some other 8s.
Craig got 8. But y'all didn't pick the right margin.
Matty C was 1 point away. So $250. Well, if you are listening and you're not involved in that tipping competition,
it's not too late.
You just need to sign up as a patron to The Cage, our VIP platform. Not only will we be able to enter the tipping competition, you can watch things ad-free. You can get discounts on merch. You can get discount from our sponsors.
You can watch things early. You can listen to things early.
What else do they get? I mean, I don't know how much more we can provide that platform.
Extra giveaway, extra, so much stuff. It's great.
Matty C wins with 8 correct. Congratulations. If you're not joined, you can join Patreon and you can get access to the link. A reminder, Daniel, Adam, Gilchrist out this week, part one. It's a great chat. Make sure you're staying along for that. And we will be here Friday.
Oh, yeah.
Watching the Fremantle Adelaide game. I need a couple of suggestions.
Okay.
For Tab Touch, our good friends at Tab Touch, what would you like to see us bet on live in that one? We're going to load something up for the first goal. So mind you,
Adelaide Fremantle, 4:30.
Starts at 4:30, so, as does the podcast. Yeah. We'll be live on the dot. We'll be turning on and we'll be steaming. Not with, I may be having a little bit of a break from the shelters over the next month or so.
We've got some non-outs.
We'll be steaming with excitement.
Yes.
So if you would like to see us and you would like to join in on Tab Touch and download the Tab Touch app, we're going to be betting a little bit live as we go, which will be good fun. Maybe put a little multi or two together for the game.
Sure.
That's about us done and dusted.
Can I just say also we may be breaking a record live on the stream.
Hamish Brayshaw will be attempting a world record live on Friday, live on YouTube. Make sure you're tuning along. We won't be releasing this watch along.
Nah.
As a...
Not as a listen podcast.
Listen podcast.
Honestly, if you're driving along and just hearing us watch footy...
You don't want to do it.
Couldn't think of anything worse. But we do have a little... we do have a little...
You had to clap if Hammer's here.
We do have a little video of last week, Hammer attempting the record. It's a little tease. Now, the full video comes out on Thursday on YouTube. Hammer breaks. Just have a look there.
Yeah, all right. Well, this is just a trial. I don't hit that yet.
He's stacking books up on a desk.
I'm wondering what that noise is. That's what it is.
It's top tier.
That was 10 points.
The record
was 9.2 for that.
For
stacking 10 books.
Laying, they're all flat.
Yeah, they're all flat.
Picking them up one-handed.
One-handed.
Stacking them vertically.
Yep.
In a row, getting to the end and then hitting them down.
Dominoes. You got to dominoes them all. You can't.
The record. Record.
9.2.
Was.
Yeah, well, it was 9.2. He did that as in a trial little test run in about 10 seconds.
Bloody brilliant. Thank you to our sponsors, Paywise, Tab Touch, Shelter Brewing Co., Mumba Digital, and our very new sponsors, ID Athletic. A big thank you to you. Sign up as a VIP on Patreon. And what else have we got for you, Dan?
Just so much good stuff on the horizon.
Backchat breakdown. Keep your eyes out for that. Join us for our watch along on Friday. Go the Dockers.
No equals.
Planning for your next trip? Elevate your travel style with Quince. Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/trip for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Hi, this is Craig Robinson from Ways to Win, and support for this podcast comes from Invesco QQQ, the official ETF of the NCAA. The future isn't scary, not realizing its potential, however, could be. Just like on the recruiting trail, I've seen potential come in many forms as a coach. Learn more at Invesco.com/QQQ. Let's rethink possibility. Invesco Distributors, Inc.